celebrating our 80 years in Bartlesville, and really proud of that. I was been giving tours this week. I was showing someone relatively new to town around the Toyota dealership yesterday, and it's been a lot of fun this month as we celebrate these great eight decades in Bartlesville. It's so hard to believe.
I've been seeing some of the posts on Facebook. I saw the old basketball team photo that was posted online. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a great picture. That for those of you who haven't seen it, there's a picture of my grandfather and two of his brothers on a basketball team for Tonkawa Motor Company in 1924. They played basketball. All three of the boys had worked at the dealership and got their start there. There was they were undefeated that year and had a great year. Went on to college a few years later, and then came back and were actually car dealers. In 1929, two of the guys, my grandfather and his brother, became dealers at that same dealership. Got their start there, and it's really the beginning, the spark of the whole thing for Dungis. Is not really, you know, but that's one of the moments, and you see that. And I love to relate that to the dealership, and this time of year it's great because of the baseball team's getting ready to start, right? And we've got that great opportunity again to enjoy the summer with the kids as we go through this process of doing it 80 years in a row where we sponsored that team. And I know what he was thinking about the opportunity he was given by the dealer in Tonkawa on that sports team when he started sponsoring that baseball team. So it is a great picture.
It is.
You know, I thought, Tom, too, I've got Jason with us on the radio. You there, Jason?
Hi, Brad. Hi, Tom. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing there?
Yeah, I thought we'd try to do something a little bit different as we've been doing this month. I'm going to have Jason kind of wander around the dealership, and we're going to introduce everybody to some of our great employees because, you know, through all the years, one thing that I know is that the success we've had is all because of our great team, the great people that have worked with us. And, you know, it is a family dealership, and we love our team of people. We're friendly people. We love to have fun every day. And I think more and more that's what differentiates us from everybody else. We just really take pride in our customer service, and I want to help introduce our team to everybody. So I'm going to have Jason just wander around. Jason, when you're ready, you let us know.
And, Brad, I didn't have to wander too far.
Okay.
I bumped into one of my oldest friends and a guy that you may have known for a while. We call him Bruce Dungis.
Oh, Bruce,
We're not going to keep Brother Bruce too long because he is busy doing inventory.
Yeah, Bruce has a big job right now, Tom. Bruce is the inventory manager, and Roy, right now, if you've driven by the lot, you know inventory is a big deal. But Bruce has done a whole lot more than that. We don't want to talk too much about what he does every day. I mean, if people know Bruce, he's been around here for a long time. Just say hi, Bruce.
Hi, Northeastern Oklahoma. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I know. You've had a lot of different roles in the dealership, and I know you love our customers. What one thing I thought if you got on, we might talk about is last week I had Joe on, and we talked a lot about the history of the dealership from when you and I were kids, and he started working at the dealership just a few years after you were born in 1972. And all the changes that have gone on. What are your first memories of the dealership in Bartlesville and Baba and all that?
Well, it was really the agency downtown and the office upstairs, and it was just the things, all the knickknacks he had up in that upstairs office. That was my first memory.
Yeah, he did have a lot of stuff. I remember going up in that office. That was a good time.
The little jug that we could toot into or whatever. I forget what that was. You could make music with a jug. It was a fun place, and lots of good people have worked with us for over the years that are all from this community. And we are a family here. And we think of this entire community as part of our family.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You know, I know that you mentioned the fun they had bound then. I remember as a kid, I really noticed that, how Baba would, that was what we called him, Tom. He was Baba to Bruce and I. So
gotcha.
You have to live with that for a minute. I can't call him anything else to my brother. But anyway, he did love to have fun, and he took care of his employees too.
He was a great businessman that really cared about his employees. We you know, when we were younger, we didn't know how busy he was until we got older.
That's true.
And how committed he was to different things in this community and the dealership. And it was hard to see that when you were younger because he did have lots of fun. We worked hard.
Yeah. But he made sure we had fun, too. I mean, that was one thing, too. He did make sure that... When we were around, we were always having fun, Tom. It was a good time to be around Baba and the dealership, and it still is. I think that's one of the things that we really strive for every day is to have a really great environment where people are comfortable and you know the people can be relaxed and be if we can focus on taking care of them. We have a lot of great team members out there, and we won't bother you anymore, Bruce. I know you got to get back to dealer trades because. We need more trucks, and I'm sure that it's pretty tough right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's really tough. Be patient with me. I can get it done. It may take me 10 days to get a dealer to give me the unit we're looking for, but I will. I'm like a pit bull.
Yeah, no, you're really good at it.
Don't
give up. Yeah. All right. Well, have a great day, Bruce. I appreciate you taking a minute to talk to
us. Appreciate your time.
Yeah. All right, that was cool. Yeah, I mean, and that's a good point, Tom. I mean, people have been commenting as, you know, we don't have a lot of trucks right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's more headlines today about F-150 plant being in Kansas City being shut down for a couple more weeks because of some of these supply chain issues that we're having. And it's going to continue to affect us this year, I think, for a little bit. We've got a great inventory, though, of... not just our new vehicles, but used vehicles. As you know, we've been on a buying spree. We've now got our inventory up to 52 available used vehicles. We've got a bunch of late model stuff. Since we don't have such a great selection of the new vehicles, we've been purchasing some great late model vehicles. We've got a 2020 Ford Super Duty F-250 with only 1,500 miles, a 2020 Toyota 4Runner SR5 with just 26,000 miles, 2020 Jeep Cherokee, a 19 Super Duty, a couple of those. So really a great inventory is starting to shape up, and things are turning so quick. That's the point Bruce is making is, we just, as the trucks come in, they're selling or we're trading for another one to get exactly what somebody wants, and it just is, it's been a little bit crazy right now. One of my dealer friends called it a circus.
Oh, my.
Jason, you got anybody else out there yet?
Well, I'm out here in the body, or out here in the Toyota shop, and I'm looking for John Frazee.
All right. There's some great guys in the shop. If you see some of the others, I mean, Jake or John or any or one of the newer guys, if people know Jake and John, though, they would be great. Jake is our Toyota Certified Master Tech, and John Frazee is one of our another guy who's been around for decades, worked in our Ford shop, really a great Ford mechanic, and now is in Toyota. And so he's
right here with me, Brad. You want to say hi?
Hey, John. Hey, John.
Hi, Brad.
How are you today?
Hi, Brad.
Hi, John. It's good to have you on the radio. Take a moment away from working on those cars. Tell me, when did you start at Dungis?
1989.
And what was it like then on your first day? What was that like? What do you remember?
Oh, it was a whole different world then. A lot less volume than what we have now.
You're in the new Toyota dealership, so we sure didn't have anything like that then, did we?
Definitely did not.
No.
I'm standing here. John is in a hybrid RAV4 right now, and he's got a computer hooked up to it. That's a little bit different than 89.
Yes, yeah. We occasionally would use a scan tool that was about 6x6. Now then, yeah. we use a laptop and all kinds. Virtually yeah. anything you do to a car now, you have to use the laptop and the scan tool because there's so many modules. They all communicate with each other for anything, window operation even.
Yeah.
Computers looking at it.
And you've seen that live and through the decades as you've worked here. And I know, I remember when I first came to the dealership, got to know you, and we went to Detroit for the Ford workshop, and that was sure an interesting trip. Lots of fun. I enjoyed it, but it was sure a wild time, huh?
Yeah.
Brad, I'm going to keep moving around.
Yeah, keep moving around. Thank you, John.
Get back to work. Thanks,
good
John.
Deal. Well, yeah, thank you, John. John does, like I said, he's worked here since 1989. John started out mostly doing front-end work and stuff, but he can work on anything. He's a really great friend and mechanic and obviously a great employee. He's been around here a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like I said, Tom, that's the backbone of our business. People like John stayed through the changes and watched the technology grow, worked with, as our generations of customers have come through. Many of them have known John. He's worked on, you know, generations of people's cars here, if you think about it.
Wow, that's amazing. It really is. I mean, there are families generationally who've trusted their vehicles to his hands and his know-how.
Well, that's what it's like in a family business like the car dealership business, because it is still a family business. I mean, there's more and more of the big corporate world becoming involved, and you know, you see that on TV and you can read about it, and you know, but the truth is most car dealerships, the thousands in America, are still owned by families or individuals, and they're such key parts of local communities where we're not related, you know, as franchisees of mm-hmm. the big companies, but we are individual businesses. Each one runs our own business and has our own character and type of dealership that we run and things we focus on. And you know, it has changed a lot. As John mentioned, the car's changing. The business has. You know, there were a lot fewer rules and hoops we had to jump through back in my grandfather's days, but now, with all the changes and technology and how things work, it's, you know, it's just, they're good partners of ours, but we definitely get to put the Dungis stamp on things here. And like I always say, it is always about our people.
Mm-hmm. Indeed it is. We're hearing about it today, especially from the people.
Mm-hmm. Jason, where are you now? Where are you going?
About a mover in the body shop with Dwayne. How you doing, Dwayne?
Dwayne, all right. Hi, Dwayne. How are you?
Hey, Brad.
Good. Thanks. How are things going in the body shop today?
They're going well.
Good. Yeah, we have a great body shop, one of our great teams. And if people don't know, we've got an iCar Gold Class certified, Platinum Class, I think, certified body shop. And Dwayne's one of our estimators, a great guy. And tell us, Dwayne, about your experience here at Dungis and what it's like. You've only been here a few years.
I've been here for, a little over 2 years, so it's been a wonderful experience. Very busy. A lot of good customers coming through, repeat, and very, very loyal. It's been a fun experience.
Great. And you guys do so much in the body shop. People often don't think about a body shop till they need one, and then they don't really know what they're getting into, but like John Frazee was just telling us about the changes in cars, your guys' business is changing pretty rapidly too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. A lot of electrical hybrid and of course, we got the new all-electric vehicle coming out, so mm-hmm. that'll definitely change the ways of doing things.
Yeah, and you've got, you know, you work on aluminum vehicles now, and it takes, you know, special equipment to do that, and we continue to make those investments and have a great team out there. I know some of our, Mike and the rest of the team, Chris and the guys in the back, they do a great job, and thank you, Dwayne, for all your work. I know you got a lot to do, so a I'll let you get back to work, but I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, Brad, Dwayne said that he would put me on the stretching machine and make
You want to get on the frame machine now, Jason? Well, that's good.
that extra couple
I wouldn't
inches.
I wouldn't recommend that, but you might. Yeah, if you the body shop is a fascinating place if for folks, and you can get a tour of it, or Mike and the team have some great technology online where you can actually follow your vehicle going through service, and they do a lot of electronic work on vehicles because of the communication they do with your insurance company. We do work with all insurance companies and really great at coordinating that between your insurance company and getting you the right parts, making sure we get it fixed right. Mike and Dwayne and the rest of the team really take a lot of pride in the quality of their work. That's something that's really proud of, that they're really proud of, and they obviously should be in a body shop. All right. Well, thank you for going to the body shop, Jason. Where are you going to try to go next?
Well, I'm hustling over to Ford, Brad. And I'm realizing this is a relatively big campus here.
We do have a several acres here, so we'll give you a second to work your way over there. And we'll talk a little bit more about our used car selection while you work your way over. I mentioned some of the late model stuff we have. We also, what we usually specialize in are like those 3 or 4 year old vehicles with just a limited number of miles. We've got a number of those now. 2018 RAV4 Limited with just 24,000 miles. It's really low miles. That one is still going through service, so people haven't even had a chance to look at it yet. We've got a 2017 Ford Super Duty F-250 Platinum, which is 42,000 miles. That's a great truck. We've got another one with 69,000 miles. It's just a little bit less expensive. It's priced $7,900 below J.D. Power retail. And I used to mention the NADA retail is our point of reference on retail pricing on our used vehicles. NADA has been, it's always been, or in the last few years, a part of J.D. Power, so they have rebranded that book to J.D. Power, so that if you're hearing and it sounds different, that's what's going on there, folks.
Hey, Brad?
Yeah.
Brad, I'm here on the service lane, the Ford service lane, probably one of the busiest desks in the entire operation, and I'm here with Andrew Fouch.
Andrew, I was hoping we'd get a chance to talk to Andrew. Lots of people out there know Andrew. He's he's been on the Ford service drive for several years now. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Brad, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How's it going over there today? You guys busy?
Oh, we're keeping steady.
I'm sure you can handle it. So what's been going on in Ford service now? What are you guys dealing with? What do you see these days?
Oh, a lot of preventative maintenance, just a full drive.
With that tough question.
keeping customers happy.
Yeah, no, that's right. It is a lot of maintenance now and stuff. But you guys work as a team there on the drive. You've got a great team of guys, you and Steve and David. Now a really good team. I'm really proud of you guys and the work you've done. Really great month last month. And we're on our way to another big month this month, so keep it up. And when did you start at Dungis? How long have you been with us, Andrew?
January of 2017.
So you're over 4 years now. And always on the service drive, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, yep.
Yep.
Same spot for over 4 years now.
Uh-huh, great. And what do you think of working at Dungis? What's your impression?
Well, so far, everything's been great. I love working here and love all the customers and just helping people.
It's really never boring in your role, I know. If anybody has ever... You should sit back where I do, because I have the operator right outside my office, Tom, so I can hear when the phone rings. And often the phone is ringing for for the Ford service drive, and the operator has cameras where he can see what's going on there. And usually, if they're calling for Andrew, he may have four people in front of him and trying to answer the phone too. So,
oh my,
we better let you get back to work. But I appreciate all your hard work, Andrew, and thank you for taking care of our customers.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're always looking for more.
Yeah, come on in. And you can make your service appointments now. A lot of people, you know, back when we used to do the 995 oil changes, Tom, we didn't really encourage appointments because it was really difficult to handle with the volume we were doing then.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, that was one of the reasons we got away from that oil change, was it was just a little bit too much, and kind of wanted to dial it back a little bit, slow it down, so we could take better care of our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's worked, and it's we now have great appointment systems in Ford and of Toyota. And you can go online and schedule your appointment right now if you want, or give us a call. Dallas on the our operator is outstanding, and she will make sure that she gets the message to him. If you don't want to go online and schedule an appointment, she can help you with that. And if you want to come in, she can help you with the wait time, or if you know, tell you to just come on in. There isn't any way right now. So anyway, there's more used cars we could talk about. We talked about a lot of the late model and stuff, but we also have some really inexpensive ones and rarer vehicles that are a little older. 2007 Toyota 4Runner Limited, 2008 Buick Lucerne that's in really good shape, really nice vehicle. 2009 GMC Acadia. These are all under $10,000 too, Tom.
Wow.
A 2009 Lincoln MKS and a 2010 Toyota Yaris. Only $6,300 for that Yaris. That's a great value.
So, those things live forever, don't they?
Well, they do. That one's got a few miles on it, yeah. But you'd be amazed. And we've seen a lot of that lately with people. We had a new customer who came in from Sand Springs I was talking to the other day. She was up trading in her Avalon, I think a 17-year-old Avalon with over 400,000 miles, and getting a new one. So,
like many Toyota owners will tell you, as long as you properly maintain it, it'll go along just a lot longer than you think. Just a lot longer.
They are manufactured machines, and they do last. But and so do the Fords too, Tom.
They are
really well made these days. Come with when you buy a new vehicle at Dungis, you do get at no cost to you, a 7-year, 100,000-mile nationwide powertrain warranty. It's a real powertrain warranty. That's good nationwide. It doesn't handcuff you to do business here. If you move away or are traveling, it's in full effect all over the around the country. Just go to any dealership or ASC certified shop, and it'll help you get your vehicle fixed. We put you know.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah, Tom. Jason, where are you now?
Yeah. Hi. Hey, I'm just going to make a quick stop here. A lot of people don't know, but we have a celebrity on staff. I'm in Maria Gus's husband's office. Say hi, Stu Gus.
Hi, Stu Gus.
Hello, Stuart. Yeah, sometimes you are referred to as Maria's husband, but not around here.
No, yeah, Stuart is... yeah, anywhere outside of the dealership, I have no identity.
Well, we're glad you do here, because you're kind of behind the scenes to most people these days, but Stuart is our IT/used car manager, Tom. So Stuart has a dual role. He takes care of our computer systems which are so critical to our operation. And he's also, in the last couple of years, taken on the role of helping us with used cars and, you know, not so much selling them, but he's great at some of these vehicles we've been purchasing. He's involved in the used car evaluation and reconditioning process. And he does a lot of work all day long looking at cars at auction and such. So thank you, first of all, for all your hard work, Stuart. Stuart's also a friend of mine.
My pleasure, Brad.
I've known Stuart a lot longer than he's worked here, and glad to have Stuart here as one of our teammates. But so tell me a little bit about what's going on in the auctions, because we've been talking about used cars, and What are you seeing out there?
Well, the auctions just don't make sense anymore. I can't make sense of it. The prices are just crazy.
They are all over the place, aren't they? And very strong. I think the moral of that, Tom, is used car values are at record highs relative to new because of the new vehicle inventory supply crunch. So that's really driving a lot of business, isn't it?
Well, remember we used to say there's never been a better time to buy a car. And now there's never been a better time to sell a car.
That's right. I guess a house, too, from what I hear about the real estate market. Well, that's great. Are you looking at anything today online yet? You had your been toe in the water?
I just purchased a Toyota Tacoma TRD off-road 4x4 double cab.
Awesome. Yeah, we've been looking for those.
Which is great. The problem is, it's in Syracuse, New York. We'll see it sometime next month.
Oh, boy.
It'll be here for, you know, the color change on the Leaf.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And we do search all over the country, Tom, because while the prices are skyrocketing, we're very careful not to get things that we feel like are too high priced for you. We want to have great value on our used car lot for our customers.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go to auction, we're very careful about what we purchase. And Stuart spends a lot of time analyzing vehicles. And we look at thousands of them every week all over the country. And Stuart and I both spend a lot of time doing that. So I'll let you get back to it, Stuart. Thanks for your help.
All right. Well, you have a great day, guys. We'll talk to you later.
All righty.
Well, that's fun. We got to talk to a few people there, and you get a sense of the kind of team that we have. I mean, they really are engaged really the backbone of our company. And just a handful of them there that you got to meet, but it is what makes us different, I think, Tom.
Indeed, it does. It really does. We've got the big celebration coming on. What we got planned for this weekend?
We're going to continue it this weekend. We'll be cooking out Saturday. We're going to really kick it up next week and take it up a notch later next week, and we'll be talking about that on the radio show. So if you're looking for a deal, come on out now. We got our anniversary specials going all month and doing lots of business. And if you just want to talk, get a tour, come look at old pictures and old stuff, I got lots of that too.
All right. Brad Dungis with the Dungis Family of Autos, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation.